And it is John Gibbons with the Coach Show. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. We're going to go up to Scotland to speak to Celtic and Rangers fans, as plenty of interest up there, including Rangers, of course, getting Liverpool in the Champions League. But before all that, we've not spoken to Ange Shaw yet this season, so we thought we'd get him on to talk about the Manchester United turnaround. And it was looking dodgy as anything at half-time at Brentford. But since then, it's two wins. Poor opposition both times, but, you know, two wins it is. So how have they turned it around?
I think it's going to be a long process, really. I don't think it's we have turned it around fully. I think there'll still be games where, you know, half time we're thinking, what on earth is going on here? But we are, what's impressed me is, you know, he is, you know, the big calls that Solskjaer avoided last season, you know, going back to what he knew. Dropping Ronaldo, he's even dropped Harry Maguire, dropping Luke Shaw. You know, these are big, big things, really, that I think a manager who will survive has to make. So, yeah, really impressed with how he's doing that. I think that, you know, he is trying to implement a bit of a style, which is very positive as well, as you've seen against Liverpool and in the recent game against Southampton as well. They're running a lot more, which isn't necessarily always a good thing, because if you're running a lot more than the other team, it means you haven't got the ball. But at the same time, you know, that work rate and aggression is there, which is has been missing for a long time, really, which is really good to see.
Yeah, what do you make of the sort of the Ronaldo ongoing saga? Because, you know, you mentioned there he's left him out the team. It sort of felt like he had to. It was interesting. I went to our preseason game where we lost that one as well. And I thought United played well. And I was thinking, I can't really see Ronaldo fitting into this, you know, in terms of how you guys played against us. And yeah, it was just preseason. But even before, you know, there was the issues. I mean, I guess there were already issues because he'd not turned up. But, you know, for there's arguments, football reasons, isn't there, to leave him out at the moment on top of everything else?